Deep inside, you know he's living, and death has died. If you're wandering in the darkness, come and step into the light. Nail-scarred hands reach out to help you, to pull you safe from death to life. Friend, I too have stood where you stand. Could I trust in things unseen? Just one step in his direction, then in love he ran to me. If you knew him like I know,
you know he's living. You know he's living. There's no doubt about it. The Son of God is alive forevermore. What a joy to come to you today. We're going to have a great broadcast, I'm here to tell you. Now, the sound sounds a little bit different because we've got a radio line connected to, regular telephone line connected to our radio satellite. I hope that doesn't affect the internet at all. I hope both are going good, but good morning to you. Good day to you, I should say. And we've got a great broadcast. I want to tell you something. The Heavenly Father is bent on saving you from a devil's hell. The Heavenly Father is bent on saving you from the lake of fire. The Heavenly Father does not want you in the lake of fire. The Heavenly Father will do everything in His power to keep you out of that lake of fire. It wasn't created for you. It wasn't created for you. It was for the devil and his angels. Now, people will say sometimes, I don't believe in hell because God the Father is too loving and too kind to send somebody to hell. And I can believe that. He is too loving and kind to send anybody to hell. But he doesn't send anybody to hell. The only people who go to hell will be the people who decide that's okay with me. And you're willing to go to hell because God has provided a way out. The cross of Jesus Christ. The cross of Jesus Christ. The death of the Son of God on the cross of Calvary. It's the most thrilling, the most wonderful, the most exciting, the most marvelous truth in all the universe is that God's Son wants to be your Savior. God's Son wants to be your Savior. You don't have to be lost. Now today, I'm going to give you a group of people that will spend eternity in the lake of fire. And I will name these according to the biblical. I think there's 8 of them. The Bible identifies these people, these classes of people, these lifestyles would be a better word, these lifestyles that will end you up in hell. The Bible declares that. But the Bible also gives you many reasons why God loves you and why God wants to save you. Yesterday in our great chapel for our school, we have a great Christian school. And really, this year, there must be the best spirit in it I believe I ever remember. Of course, I tend to like the best at the present when God's doing something wonderful. But oh, what a chapel service we had in school. Our kids are learning. We have a Becker program, and we're about a year or 2 years ahead of public schools anywhere, under any circumstance. We're about 2 years ahead of them. And if you want good Christian education, you ought to get your children in Christian school. And I'm telling you, the day has passed when you can take this lightly. Now, we're going to talk about the lake of fire. We're going to talk about the horror of the lake of fire. We're going to talk about the cross as God's answer, that you don't have to go to the lake of fire. But let me tell you, yesterday, 150 students in Missouri at the Hillsborough High School, in the state of Missouri, the Hillsborough High School, they marched out of the school in protest because there was a boy at the school who's claiming to be a girl. He's a so-called transgender, and the school provided him with a gender-free bathroom, but he said, no, I'm going in the girls' bathroom, and so he went in, and 150 students marched out. And I pray to the Heavenly Father that they will stand their ground. Isn't that amazing? Missouri High School is coming to the high school at your city, in your state, in your country, anywhere in this America. I'm telling you, it's coming like a storm, and we had better get ready to stand up. Are you listening to me? We had better get ready to stand up. Now, let me mention Kim Davis out in Rowan County. That's near, I'm presuming, the city, little city of Moorhead. I'm not sure about that. I haven't found that information. But it's certainly in Rowan County in the state of Kentucky. Kim Davis is in jail because as a county clerk, she refused to marry a same-sex couple because she said it's against my convictions. My convictions before God will not allow it. And she stood her ground, and now she's in jail. I want to go visit that jail on Monday. I want to go visit. I need some help financially. If you'll help me go, you can call here the number 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. But I want to go and visit Kim in jail. Maybe I can do it on Tuesday. I don't know the best day. I'll find that out as I go to work on it. But if you'd like for me to go and you'd like to sponsor me going, let's hear from you. We've got to make some decisions. We've got to do some standing our ground. Do you hear me? We've got to do some standing our grounds as never, never before. Again, the numbers to call here today. I'm going to give you a great gift. I'm telling you, a great gift. The cross of Christ and the horrors of hell. The cross of Christ and the horrors of hell. Do you know the Father, the Heavenly Father, gave His only begotten Son? What kind of God would He have been if He would have given His only begotten Son to save you from a lake of fire that did not exist? There are many churches and many preachers. The NIV Bible leads the way for saying there is no such thing as an eternal lake of fire where people will spend eternity in this lake of fire. Well, I beg to disagree because I know what the Bible says, and I don't like it. I think about lake of fire and people going, and I cringe all over. I scream. I cry. It tears me out of my frame. I'm crying out to God to save. I don't want anybody to go to hell. I would do anything I could to keep every one of you out of that lake of fire. I don't care what your color is. I don't care what your money standing is. I don't care your political rights. I don't care your educational position. I don't want you in that lake of fire. I'm here to tell you. And Jesus has paved the way. I said here a while ago and began to write down the reasons that God doesn't want you to go to hell and the roadblocks that He's put in your way of going to hell. I came up with 8, and I'm sure there's more. I'm sure there's more. Do you understand? God is bent on keeping anybody and everybody out of the lake of fire. God is bent on keeping anybody and everybody out of the lake of fire. Oh, saints, hear me, saints of the living God. Hear me, saints of the living God. We've got to weep for the lost like we never have before in our life. I cry out to you for that. I really do. Now, the subject today is the cross of Christ and the horrors of hell. I want you to understand the horrors of hell. I want you to feel them so that you will go to work on every sinner that you know that's on their way to hell. And not only sinners, but there's a lot of professing people in the church, and they're sinners too, but they're professing Christians that are just not right with God. They've never been born again. They live any kind of a way. They claim they can be saved and still live in their sins, and that is totally contrary to the Bible. And so I cry out to reach them for the lost. I really do. I really do. Well, I wanted to share that business of Missouri and the 150 students walking out of a school because a boy who claims to be a girl was determined, and one of the girls went in and saw him expose himself. That used to be called, you know, a sexual offense, but now, you know, with what's happening to our government, coming down from Barack Obama in the White House and spreading all over this nation by godless people who have come to possess powers in many different locales, our Charlotte being one of them. Now our airport here allows a girl to go into a boy's bathroom and a boy to go in a girl's bathroom. That's in our airport, the Douglas Airport. Now the Republicans in the House House and Senate are trying to take it away from them, from the Charlotte people to run it, and that would of course end it because the Republicans are in charge in Raleigh. And now I'm praying. Didn't know about that one, but boy, I'm doing some praying about it now, and I believe we will win. I really do. I believe America has too many good people on their faces, and they're praying, and they're disturbed. Let me name for you. Let me tell you, the lines are open. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. The local number 704-391-0588. And then, of course, email. I read emails and answer them right here on the program. And that's jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. I want to mention again that I want to go to Kentucky on maybe Tuesday of this week, early that morning, and visit Kim Davis in the jail there. I've already learned that Huckabee is going to visit her, and maybe that's on Tuesday. I would like to make it the same day, and I need some help to go because I just don't have the monies to use from our church funds here for me to go. So if you'd like to help us, get on the stick with us and do something with your life that lets this nation know and your people know and your God know that you're going to be on the side of turning America around. If ever we're desperate to pray, if ever we're desperate to pray, I'm telling you, friend, if ever we are desperate to pray, this hour makes it desperate that we start praying as never before. Now, the internet's up, 704-39, jrc@paulcreek.org, P-A-W now, not P-A-U-L, P-A-W, paulcreek.org, jrc@paulcreek.org. I want to hear from many of you today. These subjects are desperate. They really are. The horrors of hell. Can you imagine the multitude of godless people out there? Not all of them are homosexuals and lesbians. Many of them are just people who have no time for God. They do their own thing. They're selfish. They live in greedy lives. They live in lives only for the pleasures of this old flesh. And they're going to be in the same hell as the lesbians and the homosexuals and all the wicked people like Mussolini and Hitler and Lenin, and you can name them from all over our world. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? Let me read you what the Bible says, this group of people that will spend eternity in the lake of fire. Could I name them for you? The children of the world's kingdom. That's what the Bible says. Now, the children of the world's kingdom. The selfish and worldly who live for themselves. Unprofitable servants who bury their talents. Listen to that. Now, these are named in the Bible with scripture, and I got them in this article I'm giving you today. Multitudes who are undisciplined as children. Those who offend and do iniquity. Those who reject the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life. And the last group, the fearful, unbelieving, abominable, murderous, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars. Now, the Bible names those groups and says they will spend eternity in the lake of fire. The Bible names them. Eight groups of people, according to their lifestyles, that will spend eternity in the lake of fire. So, the Bible is right. You understand that? The Bible is right. No ifs and ands about it. And you on the air. May I help you, please? You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Yeah, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine, sir.
You know, God sees every one of these abominations that's taking place in this country right now.
He sees every one of them, and they will be judged. Unless they repent, of course.
He's allowing it to happen so he can get his people back on their knees and praying to keep them out of hell and to get this country back on track.
I believe that God does allow a lot of things just to get people praying and crying out to God. And I don't doubt for a moment that God, see, nothing can happen that God doesn't either do or God allows to be done. God either has to do it or God has to allow it to be done. You understand? And so you're right to a degree. God is allowing it. We must never think that God wills it. He does not will it, but God does allow it. And that's very important, sir. Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling. Give us a call now all over this country. I want to hear from you. And I want you to get involved in helping turn this nation back to God. And I want you to understand that hell is a horrible place. I've studied. This article is full of some absolute data right out of the Bible. And it describes the things about hell. It's fire unquenchable. Fire unquenchable. It's brimstone and fire. It's a place where the worms that gnaw on dead bodies never die. They gnaw grub worms, just, you know, worms that eat at the body, but a never-ending consumption of those worms upon the wicked bodies of those who are resurrected in damnation to spend eternity in a devil's hell and then a lake of fire. My friend, it's a horrible picture, and I don't like it. I talk about it because it's biblical. Any preacher that will not preach it is not worth his salt. Any preacher that will not preach about the horrors of hell and warn people is absolutely not worth his salt. I hope you don't mind me saying that, because I believe with all my heart it is indeed the truth. Now, we've got to hear these things, and we've got to do something about it. And I want to hear from you now. I want to hear from you. I read to you in this article and from the Bible the 8 characteristics, lifestyles. I want to do it again a little slower because I had someone waiting on the line and didn't want to hold them a long time. The children of this world's kingdom. This world's kingdom, see, is totally distinct from God's kingdom. God has a kingdom, and his children are called Christians. God's kingdom, his children are called Christians. And there's a roll book in heaven. There's a citizen's recording device in the heavens, and it's called the Book of Life. The Book of Life. And so we that are members of God's kingdom are Christians. The world's kingdoms, you can call them Americans, you can call them Chinese, you can call them Canadians, you can call them Lebanese, you can call them whatever country they come from. And they may be Lebanese and also Christians. And our first allegiance is to Christ and to the kingdom of God. I'm an American. And I love being an American. I'm sick of many things happening, and I'm going to take a stand. I'm here to tell you, this person, this preacher, is going to take a stand. But I'm asking you to take a stand with me. So the first group, the first characteristic of the lifestyle of people that will spend eternity in hell is the children of the world's kingdom. Let me read it to you. And I say unto you, that many will come from the east and west. And this is Jesus talking. And shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom, the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The children of this world's kingdom shall be cast into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now that's the children of the world's kingdom. The world's kingdom. That's what the Bible's talking about. The kingdom of the world versus the kingdom of my heavenly Father. Then he says the selfish and worldly who love and live for themselves. And that's the scripture. I could read it to you. I don't have time to read them all. Unprofitable servants who bury their talent. The Bible says, the Lord says, take that talent from them and cast them into outer darkness. I mean, they are buried in outer darkness because they buried their talent and would not serve God. Multitudes who are undisciplined as children. Did you know if you refuse to discipline your children, you are helping them go to the lake of fire? Let me read it to you, if you don't mind. Withhold not correction from the child. For if thou beatest him with a rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod, and shall deliver his soul from hell. And shall deliver his soul. An undisciplined child is never likely to be disciplined himself. And so most of them will spend eternity in hell. That's what you've got out there in most of these schools and most of the youth groups of America is kids that mom and daddy would never correct them. They were just too loving, couldn't lay a rod on them, couldn't lay a switch on them, couldn't get a good hickory stick and really use it rightly. I mean rightly, not wrongly, but rightly, gently, as a godly parent. Oh, my friend, let me tell you, the Bible says that many of these children who go to hell will go to hell because mamas and daddies didn't discipline them. Are you listening to me, mommies? Are you listening to me, daddies? Oh, I hope you'll listen to me. I care about you. I would do anything I could to keep your children out of hell, out of that lake of fire. It is horrible. It is overwhelming. I can hardly stand to read it. But God gave it to us because he doesn't send people to hell. They send themselves to hell. They go because they refuse to do right. They refuse to live right. They refuse to give their allegiance to God. They rather give their allegiance to government and the world system and the world's attitudes. Now, if you are sending an email, please, we want your emails. I'm right here to take them. I'll do my best to read them. And everybody ought to be involved. Everybody ought to be involved. This subject is so imperative, the cross of Christ, the horrors of hell, the cross of Christ, God's offer, God's primary way to save every living person out there from an eternal damnation, I hope you listen to this and don't get offended because Brother Chambers is preaching the old-fashioned Bible message. I mean, all this is the old-fashioned Bible message. It's in the book. It's from the book. It's out of the book. I mean, if God said it, that settles it. Did you know that? If God says it, that settles it. Oh, I don't believe in the Bible being infallible. Well, then what do you believe about the Bible? And how much of it do you believe? If you believe that it's not all infallible, then how can you believe any of it? It's either all infallible or not infallible at all. And it's your choice. It really is. Those who offend and do iniquity, those who offend and do iniquity, iniquity is sin, disobedience, transgression, going out there, living your own way, lying, stealing, fornicating, drinking, taking drugs, cursing, swearing, just living like the devil. That's what we often hear people say, I'm just living like the devil. Well, they are, and they will pay eternally for it. But we don't want that to be their end results. We want to turn them around. We want to change their course. Now grab your phone, okay? Everybody out there, if you're concerned and you're supportive of what I'm saying, will you grab a phone and call us? 704-391-0588. That's the local number. And then the toll-free number, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. The internet's wide open. JRC@paulcreek.org. JRC@paulcreek.org. Now, don't sit by and not be involved in a program as absolutely imperative as this program. It really is. Hey, I forgot to put my coat on, but I like it better without my coat. You don't mind me without my coat, do you? When I'm on the radio, I was so busy. We had a problem with the connection to the satellite for radios, and we had to go around the world, and I hope we got it on right, and I think we did. I'm grateful for the people. We don't know what happened. Something had to do probably with AT&T. That has been one disaster. this asked for us, and they did some changing this week, and I didn't think about it messing up the ISDN line, but maybe it did. Well, you understand, we're living in a crazy world, and things just, never have I had as many things go wrong as I have the last months, and I've enjoyed it. I'm here to tell you what I do with all my heart, and I don't back up for nothing. I just go forward, and it's all for God's glory. You on the air, may I help you, please?
Yes, Pastor Chambers, I just want to make a comment on what you're saying. It's hard to call you because I'm riveted to every word you're saying, so I don't want to miss anything. But however, you ask for calls and regarding all of this.
I like questions and comments because this is an open Bible broadcast, and so always feel free to call.
But the part that a lot of people don't understand is those who are going to be lost is because they reject their salvation in Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says no one has an excuse. Also, the Bible says that our hearts are made in such a way that we are, our goal is to reach God. And so you have to shut that off to live in sin. And therefore, it's not God's fault. We, those who are going to be lost are intentionally want to stay in this world and the lust of it.
You know, I wrote down a list of things that God does to keep people out of hell. And number one is he sent his son to die on the cross. And people don't understand how serious that matter was of Jesus dying on the cross. When Jesus was on the cross, the Father so utterly forsook him. I mean, utterly forsook him. And it was like Jesus was on the verge of himself being plunged into hell fire. And I don't think Jesus understood before he got to the cross how the Father was going to forsake him, because he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? If Jesus said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That suggests to me that Jesus didn't know the Father was going to have to forsake him like that.
That's right. That's right.
And if somebody disagrees with that, don't feel bad, because I can't hardly understand that myself. And I wonder at myself when I say something like that. But yet, if Jesus said it, believe me, he didn't put on no show for somebody. It was what he felt. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Now, if God went to that extent to save people from hell, why would anybody ever accuse God of sending anybody to hell?
Mm-hmm. The other comment I wanted to make is that I learned after I became a grandfather, not while I was a father, after I became a grandfather, that I could discipline my grandson by putting him in the corner, and it worked so beautifully that he loved the discipline. So isn't it true that when God says the rod, it doesn't necessarily mean physical, because he also says that we're going to rule the world with an iron rod, but we obviously are not going to hit anybody with the iron rod.
Let me stop you now for a minute, George. That rod means, it doesn't mean some big rod of steel or some big stick 2 inches in diameter. It means a switch. That's the meaning of that word. And I believe almost every child needs some switching on the legs.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead now.
Okay. But can it be that it worked for me, standing in the corner totally, it became a discipline that boy loved and understood that he couldn't do anything without, and he would say, I have to go in the corner, don't I, Papa? And so I just wanted to say,
I think that's a good thing to do some. Yeah, I agree that that should be partial. In some kids, that may be sufficient. But I know mine, it wasn't sufficient. They needed a little bit of a switch also.
Okay. God bless you.
I love you. I love you. Give us a call now. We want to hear from anybody and everybody. But again, let's go back to this idea. What does the Father do to keep you out of hell? He gave his son on that cross. And there's nothing. I plan to preach in the morning on the love of God, how rich and pure. And I plan to deal with the things the Father does to save lost men. And the second one, his Holy Spirit never ceases to deal with people. never ceases to deal with people. And then, you know, powerful sermons that are given to preachers are wonderful, wonderful road signs trying to keep people out of hell. And then people anointed to sing, that really sing with an anointing of the Holy Ghost. That's a wonderful agent of conviction. And then allowing sin to make a mess out of somebody's life. God allows sin to make a mess out of you so that he'll wake you up. And you will turn around and come back. And I think that's important. And then he sends rainbows. Do you know every time you see a rainbow, that's God crying out to you with mercy? Every time you see a rainbow, sometimes we don't preach those things enough. Then allowing people's conscience. If you are doing something wrong, your conscience is telling you you're doing something wrong. Now, you can override that conscience until the conscience is completely destroyed, and then you'll go to hell with a reprobate mind. So there's two kinds of minds you can have. You can have a conscious mind or a reprobate mind, and everybody with a conscious mind knows when they do wrong. They know when they do wrong. I'm telling you, no question about it. And then mental and psychological troubles that come on people. A lot of people in the insane asylum are nothing but sinners who wrecked their conscience. And if they'd ever wake up, they would be quickly turned around. Let me go back here. Do I have a call waiting me? You on the air? May I help you, please? Oh, no, that's not a call for me. All right, that was line two. Call me quickly. I want to hear from you. I want you to understand we are dealing with a serious matter. Now, if you join later, I mentioned very important to you now, 150 students walked out of a Hillsboro High School in Missouri yesterday because a boy was determined to call himself a transgender. A boy was determined to call himself a transgender and use the girls' bathroom. He goes in because they said the law demanded it, and the kids, they walk out. Praise God for those children. Praise God for those children. Mamas and daddies, take them and get them milkshake. I'm telling you. And don't let them back up. Let them stand for it and refuse to go. Refuse to go until they do something about it. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Hey, Brother Joe.
Yes.
This is Brother Ed Blake over in Cramerton again.
Hey, Ed.
A while ago, when you were talking about on the cross, when Jesus said, Father, you know, he was talking about, why hast thou forsaken me? We can take that many ways, but he wanted the people to hear what he said too. Like he said, Father, forgive them, they know not what to do. He could have got them forgiven without even speaking, Brother Joe. But he had, it's like when he started to raise Lazarus from the grave, he told the people there, he said, Father, I know you hear me, but for the sake of these around me, Lazarus come forth. So he brought Lazarus out of the ground, but they heard him when he does it a lot of times for what we can hear, you know.
Yeah, but you don't want to take away any weight of what he does. I know he does it for what we can hear. But when he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? God had forsook him. I'm telling you, he hung on the cross, separated from his Father for the first time in eternity.
He did something better, Joe, he took all of that for us.
Yeah, he said it, but he did it also. Thank you, my brother. God bless your heart. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yeah, Brother John, I just like what you just about to say. I never realized it, but everybody's got a conscience, and they know when they do wrong.
Yes.
I didn't know it when the Lord turns them into a reprobate mind, that they don't want to realize it or whatever. But getting back to the switch, and there's this football player last year, switched that child with a switch, and the whole world come against that man. And like you said, a rod is a switch, and people don't realize that.
It's not some big stick. It's a corrective instrument that does no damage to the body. Daddy used to send me to the peach tree. And those little limbs on the peach tree, well, little, they, if I brought back one too little, he sent me back. And those limbs were about probably a foot and a half long. They were limber. They didn't hurt you. I'm sorry. They did hurt you. They hurt the fire out of you. They burned like fire. But they didn't do damage to you. And Daddy would use them on my legs. That may be why I gave my heart to Jesus at 16. Because Daddy had prepared me to be corrected.
Yes, sir. And plus the rich man, Lazarus and the rich man. The rich man, he couldn't blame nobody's base self. When he realized what he had done and rejected Christ, he couldn't blame nobody.
No, sir. Nobody but himself. He'd been selfish as a dog. Lived like a king in all of his pleasures and all of his wealth, and cared about nobody, and he's paying now with his eternal soul. And that's what the world's going to do. And nobody will go to hell because God makes them go. They will go because they literally chose, not by making a particular choice, but by not making a particular choice, they chose to go. A person who does not choose to serve Christ is also choosing to go to hell.
Yeah. Brother Joe, when it says in the above, I don't know exactly where it is, it says pray that your name don't get blotted out. Is that saying after you become a Christian, pray that you don't get blotted out?
Absolutely, your name can get blotted out after you become. How could it get blotted out if it wasn't in there? For somebody to say my name wasn't in there and yet it got blotted out would be a contradiction of terms. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. People who are saved and they turn against God and go back to the world and start fornicating and living like the world, he blots their name out. And if they don't repent, they will spend eternity in hell.
All right. Thank you, Brother Jeff.
Thank you, my dear friend. God bless you now. The lines are wide open. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Now, again, I want to tell you about the Kim Davis, and I want this broadcast and everybody out there to let's pray for Kim Davis. That's in Kentucky, Rowan County. Rowan County, Kentucky. She refused to marry a homosexual couple. She's in jail. I pray that she will not back down, that she'll stay there for a year if she has to. And I would do the same if it became necessary. And we got to stand with her. And I want to go visit her in jail in Kentucky this week. I felt that this morning. Take a hold of me. If you'd like to help me, I need to hear from you. Grab the phones all over this country, all over the Charlotte, Mecklenburg. I presume we're on the radio. It's kind of a backup signal. It may not be as clear as normal. All of our radio stations, it would be a backup signal, but I hope it's clear. I hope it's as good as possible. I'm amazed. It's like something every week has been for months, but God knows what he's doing, and I'm here because I'm dedicated to the task. But if you'd like for me to go to visit Kim in Kentucky, I think that would be a blessing to her. She really looks like my kind of a godly woman. She really does. She looks like the biblical kind of a godly woman. And I would love to go visit her and stand with her and say thank God for it. And so help me go if you would like. Help me. Help us with this broadcast. Hey, I need people who are my partners. I don't know why so many of my partners are so fickle. You help me 1 month and then I don't hear from you for 4 or 5 or 3 or 4. Be faithful. I need faithful people helping us with this broadcast. Now that we're on the internet, we're worldwide. But it's constantly something that we're having to spend money on. This ISDN line costs over $500 a month just to send it to the internet. I mean, to the uplink in Texas where they put it on satellite. Well, we're trying now to purchase a piece of software that will go in the computer that will bypass the need of that $500 a month. And I pray I get that done this week. I really do, because it's just too expensive. So you need to be on the stick with me and share the burden of this ministry. Now, do I have any questions here? All right, here's one about sin. That's the only one I've got today. Where are my email friends? Where are my internet friends? Are you listening to us by internet? Then be a part of this and give us your question. Stand up and say something nice. Don't send me now 2 or 3 paragraphs. Send me one line, 2 lines. That's all I can read out on the internet, okay? I have friends who do not go to church and do not read the Bible. If I talk to them about Christ, they say they're saved and don't want to talk about it. What can I tell them to get them to understand they need to repent and be born again? Tell them what the Bible says is all I know to tell them. My dear friend, tell them what this Bible says. The Bible says there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. Did you hear that? There's a way that seemeth right. Any way that somebody has contrary to the Bible is a human way. And so that's what you need to tell them. You are deciding for yourself by human intellect, human thinking, that you're okay. Let me tell you, what the Bible says, and you tell them what the Bible says. If they don't believe what the Bible says, that means they are choosing their own way apart from the Bible, and the Bible says that they will be lost. That's all you can tell them. And if you tell them that and they won't listen, tell them about the horrors of hell. And tell them that anybody that's not born again will spend eternity in hell. Remember that last one I gave you, the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. Now this booklet is breathtaking. This booklet's going to be one of the best. And it'll be a regular booklet when it's finished. And the title of it is The Cross of Christ and the Horrors of Hell. There will be a lot of good things in it that you hear me talk about. I'm going to put in it, it was already in it, those eight categories of lifestyles that will send you to hell. I'm also going to put in it the eight ways I've got that God is trying to keep you out of hell. God is bent on keeping you out of hell. The Heavenly Father don't want you there. And don't you let anybody tell you that He does. I don't care what a rascal you are, how devilish you are, how full of ugliness you are. God still doesn't want you in hell. He wants to save you. Isn't it beautiful to have a God like that? He looked beyond my sins and my faults and saw me and wanted me to be saved. God bless you. You on the radio.
Good afternoon, Brother Chambers. This is Brother Gary in New York. How are you today?
Hey, Gary.
Praise the Lord. I had a question. I know that the Bible says that we're all going to be without excuse when we stand before God.
Yes, without excuse.
And amen. And there's a scripture in Psalm 17, verse 14. There's a part of that verse, Psalm 17, verse 14, that has puzzled me for the last few years.
Read it to me quickly.
From men which are thy hand, O Lord, from men of the world which have their portion in this life, and this next part is the part that has puzzled me, and whose belly thou fillest with thy hid treasure. And I'm just wondering, what is it that God has put into the belly?
Now give me again that scripture and that location.
Psalm 17.
Verse
14.
From men which are thy hand, O Lord, from men of the world which have their portion in this life, in whose belly thou fillest with thy hid treasures, they are full of children and leave the rest of their substance to their babies. They're just lost people whom God has blessed with a lot of money and a lot of things and a lot of opportunities, but they don't serve Him. So they're going to go to hell. And all the children are going to inherit all the substance that God gave them. And probably fuss over it. And maybe even separate over it. So I think it's just a picture of people that God has blessed. And the world's full of them. People with great wealth. Great wealth. Look at Trump. Look at Trump, the man running for president. Look at how he's been blessed financially. Very evidently never been born again. Never known God. I pray that if he's going to win that nomination, that somewhere he'll wake up and get some dedication to conservative values like being against abortion, being against same-sex marriage, and saying those things. I don't really know where he stands as far as having seen his exact words, but I know, I fear he's not as conservative as he ought to be.
Right. And he says, for example, on gay marriage, it is the law of the land.
Well, you know, when he says things like that, he cuts me off.
Yes, of course.
But, you know, some people would say anything's better than what we got. That could be true to some degree. But still, if he's for gay marriage, then he's certainly an unconverted man. I think that's pretty evident to everybody. So we ought to start praying for God to either remove him or save him.
Yes, right.
Maybe he would choose a Tim Cruz, and say, now you be my conservative arm, and whatever you choose in that area, I'll go with you, and you support me in the things I choose. If he'd do that and remove himself from making those kind of decisions and turn that over to a vice president, I currently have the feeling he may do that. He may choose a Tim Cruz or a Ben Carson or somebody with real conservative values.
Right, that's true.
Pray hard, man. If ever you pray hard.
Yes, Amen. Thank you, brother.
Pray hard. Let me, Senator from Pennsylvania, Senator Tony, T-O-O-N-E-Y, maybe Tooney, he spoke out this week against the deal of Iran, saying given hundreds of billions of dollars to the world's worst sponsor of radical Islam would be a horrible decision. I said some time ago it was hundreds of billions, and people argued with me, but I'm convinced it is hundreds of billions, and it would be insane to give that money to Iran. Am I right?
Well, in several years, they're just going to flaunt it. They're just going to take full advantage of it.
God's going to not allow that to happen, but it could be. Could be that God's going to use those Iranian missiles for that great battle of Gog and Magog. And it hurts me to think that Obama is helping get ready for the war of Gog and Magog. But I think that's exactly what he's doing.
Right.
He's laying the foundation for the war of Gog and Magog. Laying the foundation. Thank you, Gary.
God bless you.
I want you to be in prayer. Hey, pray about me going to pray with and visit, will you? Pray about me going to pray with and to visit the Kim Davis out in Kentucky. I really got the feeling I want to go bad, but I have to have some help from somebody, okay?
Well, I have a question about that, if you don't mind a moment more.
No, I don't mind, but do it quickly.
I'm a little bit concerned that she's kind of the poster child for this. And she's been held up to a lot of ridicule and hypocrisy because of her multiple marriages.
Well, I see, I don't know anything about that, and that may be true, but it may have been also while she was in sin, and now she's a born-again Christian.
Yeah, but she's not with her one fresh husband, sir. She's
with, but if you get saved and you've had multiple marriages, it's not very likely that you're going to be able to go back to that first marriage. And God forgives sin just like he forgives any sin, Gary. And you don't believe that, but I do, okay? I love you very much. You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, I know you're not much into sports, but these sports teams that have the devils and, like, demon deacons for mascots.
Let's don't get on that one, please.
This is about hell. What I'm talking about is, do you not think this is detrimental to children who go to ball games and children?
You know, like I said, I'm not going to get on that subject today. That's totally another one, and I don't think I should go there. Almost everything kids are doing today is detrimental to their faith. Anything that's a contradiction of the Bible, anything that's contrary to Scripture, anything you do on the Lord's Day, those things are bad, and I stand against them. God bless you. Call us quickly, 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. JRC@paulcreek.org. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, your servant comes sensing how little I am and how insignificant I am, but with a great burden for the visitation of your eternal powers. Father, I'm believing that it's time for the river to flow. The river of Holy Ghost and conviction and Holy Ghost anointing and Holy Ghost power. I believe you for a revival, a sovereign Holy Ghost revival in America, Father. I'm claiming that in Jesus' name. And I pray that you will put a stop to the evil men and women who help run this nation. Men and women like Hillary Clinton. Men and women like Barack Obama. Many senators and representatives, governors, people across America who have stood against the biblical values and the biblical truths, who are for killing unborn children, who are for same-sex marriage and any other kind of rotten lifestyle. I plead the blood, Father, for a miracle. I plead the blood for a miracle. Put to silence the voice of wickedness. Put to silence the voice of wickedness. Bring judgment in some measure that will awake men to your love and your grace, and awake men to the judgment that's coming. God, we are facing judgment, and it's overwhelming to me. And I cry out to you, Jehovah, in the name of Jesus, the Savior of the world. Amen. Pray with me, saints. Please pray much. Remember, I'm preaching tomorrow. I'm preaching tomorrow on the love of God, how rich and pure. And I'm going to preach on the different things that God has done to stop the destruction of human lives and just the whole business of men and women going to hell. What God has put in their pathway. Please pray for God to anoint me tomorrow. And if you need a church home that's really committed to Christ, I hope you'll come be with us. You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Yeah, good afternoon. Is this Brother Chambers?
You got Brother Chambers.
Brother, this is David Snyder. My ministry is the House on the Rock. I'm on right after you at 2 o'clock.
I understand. How can I help you, sir?
Well, you was talking about when Jesus hung on the cross, he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That's what I'm going to be preaching on today. If you'd like to hear what...
Hey, now, you can't use our program for announcements, okay? If I let you, I got to let everybody else.
I'm not trying to make an announcement. I'm just trying to give you an answer, sir.
Well, that's a good one, sir. You agree with me then, don't you?
I agree that Jesus became lost on the cross because
yes.
of my sin. He was separated from God because of my sin.
He actually became a substitute for every sin of humankind.
That's right. He became
the whole world's wickedness was hanging on his head.
Well, like I said, that's what I'm going to be preaching on next half hour.
I love you, friend. I love you much.
I don't mean to make an announcement. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. I'm going to let you, and I love you, okay? You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, sir, Brother Chambers, I was thinking about this thing at Hill. And I think these sinners, I think we should be in prayer that these scales will be removed from their eyes.
Hey, that's a good prayer. I agree. See, sin is like a scale. The deeper you go into sin, the darker becomes the force of darkness that overwhelms you. See, I said a while ago something that I never said before, and I liked it. I'm going to preach on it. There's two different kinds of people as far as conscience. There are people with a real, genuine conscience, and there are people who have become reprobate, and their conscience has been completely dead. Now, there's many in-betweens between those two, but basically, everybody has a conscience except those who have become reprobates, and they no longer have a conscience. They're just going to go to hell, and there's no stopping them.
Amen, and you know, if you tell them some of the words, they think you're a lunatic.
Yeah, they do. They think you're a lunatic, and you know, I understand that, but I'm not a lunatic. I know what I'm talking about because I go to the Bible to get it. You know, the Bible is plain and wonderful. Plain and wonderful. Hallelujah. Oh, but I'm doing my best. I'm not on this radio for my health. I'm 80 years old. We'll be January the 19th. I'm here. And, you know, I look at all the things I do every week, and my wife says, you're working yourself to death. But I can't stop. Because there's a world out there going to hell, and I've committed myself to have a Holy Ghost revival in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I want a revival so intent and so dynamic and so mighty that it goes far beyond Charlotte and touches many churches and many communities, and we see a host of people saved. Will you join me in praying for that?
I sure will. And you know, you keep doing your job, because I'm going to tell you what, hell is a long time.
Can you imagine being in that place for eternity? Can you imagine the worms are gnawing at this damnable body that you're in? And darkness has completely overwhelmed you. There's not a light for you to see. Everything is as black as midnight and blacker than midnight. And you're in this psychological dungeon. And you are insane, and yet you know you're insane. You're not insane beyond knowledge, but you're insane within knowledge. Can you imagine being there forever? It drives me. When I go to thinking about it, I got to pray for God to help me not let it. I mean, it's enough to make me feel crazy. It really is horrible. And I got children and grandchildren that are going to go to hell. And I'm weeping and crying and fasting and praying. And I'm giving myself the best I know how to reach them for Christ. Holy Curry. I feel His Holy Ghost. I feel His Holy Ghost, brother. God's going to help us. I'm claiming it.
Amen.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you. Call us quickly. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Care about you, friend. I really do. I'm crying out to God for you. I'm crying out to God for you. There's nobody out there. God has been on saving you from hell, and I'm bent on helping Him. How about that? That's as good as I know how to say it. God is bent on keeping every one of you. I don't care what your color is. I don't care anything about any bad thing about your life, anything. I don't care what may be the case of your life. What may be the case, I'm here to tell you that God cares about your soul. God cares about your soul. And I'm crying out. I'm crying out. And I hope people won't begin to pick Kim Davis. She's made a stand. She's paying for it. She's been a sinner. I don't know all about that, but that kind of overwhelmed me that we would start picking at her and coming against her. No. I refuse that. I refuse that. That's how the church people destroy their own many times. They do it just like that, and I'm not going to be part of that. Hey, the lines are open. I want you to have this booklet. I really do. The Cross of Christ and the Horrors of Hell. The Cross of Christ and the Horrors of Hell. I do want to go to Kentucky to visit with Kim Davis if you would like to help me. I need to hear from you. Now, you've got about 7 minutes on this program, and I want calls all during those 7 minutes. Grab your telephone, 704-391-0588. The toll-free number anywhere in America and Canada, 1-800-338-7884. And the email. Every one of you can send me an email, jrc@paulcreek.org. That's P-A-W-C-R-E-E-K, all little letters, jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, if you're not on our mailing list, our email list, you send me your email or you go on there and join and get these posts every week, because this article will be on the email in about an hour from now, maybe a little less, and will be sent out to 35,000 it goes to now, and I want that to be 100,000, but the only way you can make it is if you become a part of it, and we'd like for you. Our Facebook has grown wonderfully. I put some of this on Facebook yesterday, and it had already been 40 shares, I think, some hour or so ago. 40 shares in about a half a day, a little over half a day. Listen, we need to get the message out. There's a hell, and it's horrible. It's horrible. And you need to have this. Your pastor needs a copy of this, so he will maybe preach about it. See, I've done all the work for him. He would have a full outline. He doesn't have to tell where it came from. No way. You don't have to tell where it came from. You don't have to say it came from me. You take it right off the internet or call me and order it, and you preach it. And I will not say a word. I want you to know. God gave it to me. It's right out of the Bible. It's not my property. It's his property. And I want you to have it. I'll call us quickly. I won't call during these next minutes, okay? I'd like to talk with you before we go off the air. I want to give that to you, and I want to tell you I'd love to have you in church tomorrow to hear that sermon on the love of God, how rich and pure. The love of God, how rich and pure. Don't you love the Heavenly Father that he would be bent on saving every living soul, regardless of their lifestyle, regardless of their financial capacity, regardless of their background, regardless of who mom and daddy is? That none of that matters with God. He is patient for the harvest of the earth. The harvest of the earth. And I mean the whole earth. He is patient for it. Now grab your phone. The lines are open. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Hear me when I say every wicked person will spend eternity in hell. If you don't turn from your wickedness by the blood of Jesus, be born again. Now you can't just turn from your wickedness. You got to be born again. Jesus will save you. The salvation don't cost a penny. It's free gift. It's a free gift to any man that comes to him. But then once you are saved, he expects you to live it. He expects you to live right. If you don't live right, the Bible makes it plain. He will cut you off. He will cut you off. And that's not work salvation. That's obedience salvation. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. 5 minutes, 4 minutes, 4 minutes. Do you want to know? Now listen, I was preaching in chapel yesterday, and I'm going to preach this sermon sometime shortly. Why the cross? Why the cross? Why did Jesus die on the cross? And God gave me 9 things of why he died on the cross. To pay the price of sin. To redeem men from the lake of fire. To open the door to heaven. To rescue an old-fashioned, Old Testament Christian. To make you a beautiful person. To take ugly words out of your mouth and to change your life. To give you a joy unspeakable. To give you a Christian education. To create his family. Oh man, there's so many things more to preach. This Bible is one rich book. Do you understand that? This Bible is one rich book, and you on the air. May I help you, please?
My blood is boiling. I'm 2 counties away, and I just heard somebody condemn that courageous woman that's in jail in Kentucky. and I thought of our Savior. He told a parable to the religious leaders, and he taught, and the punchline was, the publicans and harlots go into the kingdom of God before you.
Well, you know, that's true in many cases. And remember the woman caught in the act of adultery? And what did Jesus say? Go and sin no more. And so to Kim Davis in the jail in Kentucky, whatever your background has been, go and sin no more.
Thank you. God bless you.
How does that sound to you?
Great.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that. That blew my mind. It's a wonderful person, but that was unwise, very much so. Thank you, sir. God bless you. Didn't mean to cut you down. I love you. I love you. Hey, give us a call quickly. 1-800-338-7884. Boy, you sure don't have much time. 2 minutes. Hey, it's been a joy. I brought you a message. I brought you a program. I think it's breathtaking. I really do. I have enjoyed every minute of it. I pray that your life will be affected for the kingdom of God. I really do. I pray you'll serve Him and love Him. And if you're in sin, turn from that sin. Please remember, one of the class of people that shall spend eternity in hell is whosoever was not found written in the book of life. And whosoever rejects the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then all those sins He named, you can't take sin into heaven. Your sins have got to be washed away. And that's one of the reasons Jesus came, to wash away your sins. He came to make you a new creature and to change you from head to toe. He came to make you a godly person, a saintly person. He came to make you somebody different and somebody beautiful and somebody wonderful. And there's no excuse for you not being somebody beautiful and somebody wonderful. There really is. There's no excuse. Hey, I want to tell you something, friend. It's wonderful to belong to God. I'm going to get some music here because I want to bless you as we go off the air today. I really do. I want to bless you. I want to bless you in a way that you never forget. And I want the joy of the Lord to get a hold of you and to get a hold of your heart and your strength and God's blessings to be with you. Listen, I want to tell you something. Jesus is coming. He's coming any minute. I want you to hear that. Oh, I mashed the wrong button here. Sometimes I do that. I hope you don't ever do that. But boy, I sure do. Jesus is coming. What a day that's going to be. What a day that's going to be. Come on here, John. Reverend Chambers is not doing a good job. Hey, listen to me. Listen to me. He loves you. He cares about you. You're important to Him. I would love to have you in church tomorrow. I'd love to preach to you about the love of God, how rich and pure. The love of God, how rich and pure. He'll do anything He can to keep a sinner out of hell. Did you hear me? Anything He can to keep a sinner out of hell. Well, so much here I can't get to. Oh, praise God for His love and graces. Well, I got to get this thing moving here. Hallelujah. What a God we serve. I want to be among that number. The bride of Christ. Set apart in white array. Most of all, I want to look upon the Master and sing praises when at last the battle's won. I want to know I've run the race. Hear Jesus say, I've kept the faith. And most of all, I want to hear Him say, well done. Everything down here will dim and lose its value when compared with all the glory we'll behold. Most of all, just to look upon the Savior will make it heaven if there were no streets of gold. Most of all,